tonight is such a special show, I can't even begin to tell you. Tonight, we are in the true holiday spirit. Tonight, the theme is Happy Spanksgiving. And as an alternative to the celebration of the dinner before the massacre of Indians in history. Yes, exactly, short man. We are going to have a better, more appropriate holiday. Tonight we're going to celebrate Spanksgiving. And to help me do that is my live guest and dear, dear friend, Holy Bloody Mary. And thank you for coming, unless that's presumptuous. And hope you are rearing to go.
Yes.
All right, let's start off with a song by The Vapors. This is Turning Japanese. Lord, make this machine work. We pray to thee. Fucking play.
Okay, what the fuck is that?
Play.
Nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as cloud. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning red. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. From inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning right. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no. A total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone.
That's why I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
Try to make you wonder just why you feel so bad.
Don't you feel like a whore? Let These hands are warm. If you wanna come along, they'll lead you far enough to lead you on. The less you say, the more you give away.
Fashion.
You heard DOA doing Just Say No to the WTO. 27 did Cold Hands, Warm Heart. Toilet Boys did Go Go Boy. The Vibrators did We Vibrate. Jenna Torturers did Flesh is the Law. And started off with The Vapors, Turning Japanese. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where you can hear the show repeat broadcasted throughout the week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and to 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and also appropriately Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack, as well as two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And coming up on The Reverend is In, the new job party for four book burners and possibly one coffee goddess. And that might be in two parts, because the canceled live guests for tonight were Scott Johnston from Peekaboo Review and one to three cast members who also wanted to be spanked, and I might spank them anyway for missing the show. And so they're going to share in the fun at the new job party, which is next week. And in the future, a show on conversions, which is kind of piggybacking off of the show from last week when the live guests from BARF, Biblical America Resistance Front, were here talking about the far, far religious right and anti-abortion terrorists and people like that. So we're going to talk about conversions when people are weaker or sinking or breaking and manipulable by a strong personality, by some kind of person who can manipulate them and tell them what to think and how to live and what to do, and ultimately to become a warrior in the theocratic Christian supremacist army of God, jihad. All of that is to come on the conversion show, and it'll have clinical value as well as wicked humor and good tunes, I assure you. As well as the DOA 25th anniversary special, which technically should be at the end of November, but we're waiting for Joe Keithley to send the new CD plus some other unreleased stuff and his book, and that is due any day now. And the possible live appearance of Jennifer Hunter from jenniferhunterconsulting.com. And you can help make that happen by calling her telephone domination service at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, and be sure to say that the Reverend sent you. And we have live musical guests in late December for the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special. And accepting and already receiving great ideas for the third anniversary show in January. So lots of great stuff to come. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Thank you, Shirtman, from the great reggae show on Radio Volta before my show. And he's sticking around because he wants to photograph and watch, because he's a voyeur, the spanking of young and beautiful Holy Bloody Mary, who is, I'm happy to say, the live guest tonight. And, oh, God, this paper has so much shit on it, and I don't even want to read it. I'm probably cutting out a lot of material, and I just can't wait to get to this ass, which is absolutely perfect. But, let's see, just a couple of things to read. Don't make me laugh. So write if you want the playlist. I know they're late. I'm just thinking out loud. And let's see, the mailbag, that will wait. And you'll like the holiday show, especially this year, because it's not only going to be more outrageous than ever, but they already got an early start saturating mainstream culture with that horrible, horrible bunch of fucking holiday songs that is already overwhelming. So by the time the holiday Tree and Ball special comes on, you will be more than ready. All right, I don't want to talk about JFK, although it's a great movie and I recommend it. And all right, go ahead, speak. All of these Radio Volta people just happen to be here when Holy Bloody Mary is about to be spanked, you were saying?
Maybe at the next break I can talk about the Paul Krasner story they made about LBJ and the head wound of Kennedy. Have you ever heard that one?
Yeah, that's from The Realist.
Yes.
Oh, that's a classic. All right, maybe we'll get that, and that's the bizarrest of all conspiracy theories, but it's actually quite funny. So, she was going to be on the show in late September, and when we did the Cooking with Paul Hill show, where we kind of seized the body. Yeah, and we saved you some for a pretty long time. But I wouldn't eat too much. It's fascinating. It's, yeah, but we took, yes, we took the body of executed anti-abortion terrorist Paul Hill, who murdered a doctor who did abortion services and his security escort in 1994. They executed him in September of this year, resulting in more Al-Qaeda-like rhetoric from the Army of God, missionaries to the preborn, and other anti-abortion terrorist groups that did over 100 bombings and over 15 shooting incidents. We took the body up from Florida, and we cooked it and ate it, and Holy Bloody Mary was going to come up here to help me with that, but you were too busy with your new honey.
Yeah, I was.
Right.
I was.
Well, you know, missing the show,
but,
for...
you know, I'm excited to eat it now. I like rotten.
That's why I like... That is very beautiful.
But is it wrapped in tinfoil, or...
Yeah, and it's in those Ziploc bags. Yeah, it's you know how many people wanted a piece of Paul Hill? Like, they were like, is it in Independent Media Center's freezer? We want some of Paul Hill. And I don't know. Like, don't believe everything. Like, I don't make a whole lot of shit up, but don't believe me if I say something like that. But yeah, I did save you some. So
great,
if you want to eat Paul's body,
I would love to. Yes.
And if you work up an appetite, you can get a better spanking. And
great. I'm really hungry.
Kill me. And, folks, I don't want to say don't try this at home, because actually it's not a bad idea to try it at home. But if it's new to you, and not that it's essential behavior, but it's fun. And don't think of it as something that, like... Put it this way, mainstream culture and TV shows and mainstream movies representing, like, kink and decadent pleasure is kind of like having the TV evangelists and the Jerry Falwells of the world and the abstinence groups talking about the joy of coming, you know, or the joy of, you know, of oral sex or something. Yeah, it's like the last fucking people alive, you know, who are even remotely qualified to talk about it. So get that image out of your head of, like, you know, the psycho killer who places an ad and Bambi answers it, and, you know, then after the next set of commercials, you know, he tortures her, he spanks as hard as he can, he wants pain, and... Right, so get that right out of your head. I mean... It's like everything else. It's like massage or giving head or anything else. It's like the idea is to please, to broaden the scope of pleasure, to make it enjoyable for your partner as well as yourself. And if it's a little hard, then there needs to be agreed upon in advance a safe word. My old one, well, now I'm giving a secret, was something like spaghetti. You know, something like that you wouldn't say during an erotic circumstance, although actually my ex and I probably could have said spaghetti. Now that I think about it, that was probably a bad choice of words, but that's another show. But,
Reverend, why insult yourself?
Well, that's not an insult, that's just... factually reporting past behaviors. Oh, holy Bloody Mary, it is such a joy to have you here.
Why would you say for, you know, like, hot dog?
Oh, police.
Banana?
Hot dog and banana could easily be a part of an evening of unabashed decadence and partying and pleasure. You never said hot dog?
No, cucumber.
Okay. Anyway, do you have a safe word, or do you want to choose one? Do you want to share?
Yes, cucumber.
I misspoke. You a different name. All right, Holy Bloody Mary is going to use cucumber as a safe word, which means that should she say cucumber at any time, then all that is happening must immediately desist, because that is within the barriers. Yes, I was going to say that. And it's her ass. It's her ass, and it is her boundary, and it is her consent issue, and it is her everything. So if the safe word is used, you stop. And the Reverend, in the two previous spankings on the show, had, of course, stopped on a dime when hearing, of course, it took DJ Cassandra about an hour, a quarter, you know, to say blue, but I know, this ass of steel, but that's another discussion. But should you, actually, that was like, abs of steel. She didn't have abs of steel, but she did have an ass of steel. That was last November, actually. Tonight is also 1 year since the Reverend was on the live video and audio streaming show of Dr. Susan Block in Los Angeles. It's 1 year ago tonight. We're going to play her a song later. And that was so much fun. We were gushing about that in cyberspace yesterday. She had a hot show last night. I'll talk about that later. And she's arguably more perverted than Short Man and Holy Bloody Mary and even the Reverend. And it was... what fun it was to go on that show. All right, Short Man, I'm getting this camera ready, because this is a must for the Reverend Archives. And I guess we'll need an early session, because some of these guys are leaving. There just happens, like when Lisa Bouchel played live music here, there just happens to be a crowd, a mob scene for voyeurs. Oh, but I'm not really into that. That's just the wacky Reverend talking and doing all that crazy shit. But they just coincidentally are here. The great friend of mine, Holy Bloody Mary, has graciously decided that to be in the holiday spirit would be to be a live guest and lend an ass.
Lend an ass to a friend.
For a Thanksgiving special. And it's for a good cause.
Exactly.
And after all, I am clergy, so it's in the job description.
Exactly. I don't know how many, you know, clergy members have spanked me before. I was raised Catholic.
Oh, so you're not new to clergy spanking. I thought I was the first clergy person.
Sorry, Reverend.
Oh, my. Oh, we have to talk about these guys.
Well.
Were you? Don't tell me it was when you were a kid. Because that's when these fuckers go after people, when they're like, that's why they're obsessed with being anti-abortion and saving the fetus. You know, it's because they want something new to pounce on in about 3 or 4 years.
I'm not clergy members, but I do have an aunt who's a nun, and she did give me a spanking once.
Okay. I think your aunt and a lot of other people should read Dr. Susan Block's article at drsusanblock.com, Spanking for Adults Only, which would go into detail about finesse and consent and safe words and all that kind of stuff. Enough talking. Let's see, why don't I take your chair, because this one has arms. And unless you like the standing kind of police sprawl thing, which is also fun because it feels so long arm of the law-ish, you know, but without the psycho component. Okay, and Where's our cameraman? All right, we have a wire, yes. All right, is DOA still playing? All right, God, black fishnets. I wish this was video, because this is absolutely perfect. Do you see this? All right. The black funeral dress goes up. Oh, I can't even talk. All right, I have to have the microphone near her ass. All right, no. You stay over there. All right. Number one. All right, no anguish. Are you okay?
Woo!
What?
You can spank harder than that.
God, I love it. This is important church work.
Papers after this.
Anna and Nicole, you can have the oil wells after this.
The water.
Twice. These guys aren't even paying attention. They're like, oh, look at this cool thing on the internet. God, the perfect ass is here. Yeah. You know it's a techno geek when we're ignoring this young woman's ass.
The levels go right up into the red.
Uh-oh. Your ass is causing our mic levels to go into the red. Hey, flash didn't go off. Oh my God. I know, she's laughing harder than you guys. Alright, I'm not feeling like a criminal now. She's hysterical. What?
I love the
big Alright, you heard it. At RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia, one in Seattle. Holy Bloody Mary loves to be spanked. You are bad for missing the Cooking with Paul Hill show. You canceled on the day of the show because you were fucking your new boyfriend. And it was all the way up to Sunday night. This calls for disciplinary measures. You've been bad. And a black mark upon our church. It's him, he's cracking me up. And it's a black stain on our church's record and a red mark on your ass. Hello, welcome to the Reverend. Stick around if you want. More heads around the corner. Is he really spanking? Is he just talking, or is he really spanking somebody?
Well, the Reverend's really spanking my ass right now.
Oh, yeah. Look, it has like those pantyhose things. Like that little cotton thing. At least it's black. Nothing's more weird than, like, this white thing. Like, you know, it's this. Anyway, where was I?
Harder, Reverend.
This is the Reverend's happiest Thanksgiving ever. It's all of your favorite. This is the best Thanksgiving of everybody in the room, including you, I hope.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Like, the victim agrees, but it is the best Thanksgiving ever.
It is.
This is perfect.
Great. You know, I want to eat what you save for me, so.
Alright.
You know?
We'll eat Paul Hill's body when we play songs. Oh, God, the time flies when your hand is on the most beautiful ass in the region. Yes.
bad for missing the show.
You were. You canceled. Get a picture of this.
I will.
Oh. Get that. Yeah, that flash thing has to go. Not with their consent only. But it would be good on RadioVolta.org. Put it on my page. Is that ouch or a safe word?
No, the safe word's cucumber.
Oh, that's right. All right, ouch doesn't count.
Ouch.
Oh, okay. This ass has more endurance than DJ Cassandra, but don't tell her I said that. I bet you've never been spanked to Canadian punk before. DOA is stolen.
No, just English.
This young woman is like a fan of like old English punk, from the Pistols and Clash to like the first hardcore wave, the Crass bands and all that. What else do you like?
I'm a major Crass hole and... or so I've been called. I like, Subhumans, UK Subs, well, Blitz, The Mob, Newtown Neurotics. I like, I know I'm missing a few, probably missing a lot of my favorites, but, yeah, for the most part, definitely. And, bands with something to say.
That's very interesting.
You weren't interested.
I am, so I listen. Even though it's not the safe word, like these noises are like, oh no. My ass hurts. I feel her pain. Is this pleasure pain?
Yes, it's not painful as in like, I don't know, breaking your leg or something, or maybe that could be fun, I don't know. Do you want to break my legs?
No. No, and a broken bone sucks. It doesn't suck, but it's...
I've never broken a bone, I've never had a cavity.
Wow, a healthy victim. still these noises she makes. Alarm me. I feel her pain. This inner beast is just ragingly emerging.
Really?
You can see the look of concern on her face. She's like laughing. She's laughing in my face.
Oh.
She's like, oh. Oh, shit. And she has this big ass boyfriend too, who's like, 9 feet tall, karate champion.
Black belt.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, how was the show tonight, honey? No, it's okay. Yeah. But don't touch my ass.
If you're listening, I love you. But I'd do anything for a spanking, especially for a friend.
Yes, she loves you. Remember that. Okay, where was I?
He asked, why your ass is red. Just say you fell down the stairs.
Yeah, I fell.
Why there's a handprint down there?
Yeah, it looks like the Reverend's hand.
You want to be measuring your hands?
Yeah. I would say, gotta go, good night, bye. Yeah, I'm running out of there.
It looks red, look.
I'm gonna lick your panties for just a second. Look, short man. They're kind of like normal white, and then how red, like here over. God. Great view. All
right. Robert, why did you put your last one?
Yeah, get a, hey, get a picture when I do this.
I know. Getting away with everything. Am I enjoying this more than you?
It looks like you might be, but, you know, it's enjoyable. Does that sound convincing?
Yeah. Oh, holy Bloody Mary. This is a religious experience. Lord, thank you for inventing this ass so perfectly and with so much endurance. We give thanks to thee on this Spanksgiving holiday. Thank you for this great Spanksgiving meal that we are about to eat. We can get it.
Because I want some mashed potatoes and gravy right now.
You can have the oil wells. You can have whatever you want. Except the Reverend's camera. I get a picture. Come on. I could let you keep my head down. And your boyfriend might be listening. This is the therapeutic value of broadcasting. You not only get your inner beast and id and everything else out, but you get to have fun and self-expression. And some aggression. That look on your face. You look like when they're scared on Scooby-Doo. Like,
oh! Reverend, I didn't know you had this stuck to you.
You can use the safe word if you want.
I think you'll have to end the session because I never do.
Don't wait for me to get tired of us. My hand is redder than her ass.
All right, cucumber.
Look at this. All right. Cucumber. She said no. Don't stop
look
for
at
me.
Hand.
Oh man, not since Little League. holy shit! All right, we've been spanking Holy Bloody Mary. Or I have been spanking Holy Bloody Mary, and. This was in the true holiday spirit. This is slightly better than sports and tacky TV and the kinds of stuff you're probably going to have to survive this Thursday. And rewrites of history like, oh, the pilgrims didn't really wipe them out like the St. Valentine's Day massacre. Like, throw them a dinner first. Yeah, the last meal, yeah. Throw them a dinner first and then, you know, wipe them the fuck out. And that kind of conventional entertainment. I think we gave a whole lot more, especially you.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that was the best Thanksgiving I've ever spent.
Hey. And she's sitting, sit in the Reverend's chair. Look at all this cushioning. It's so ass-friendly. Okay. This chair.
Thank you for blessing my ass.
That's all a part of the duties of a clergy person.
Right.
Miracles are my business.
That's what my mom told me.
Well, she raised you right. Okay. All right. We're going to have a shitload of birthdays next week and a goddess birthday special on the new job celebration for 4 Book Burners and maybe 1 Coffee Goddess show. And there is a birthday now, and this is going to go out to a goddess. This is going to go out to Goddess Helen of Troy, whose birthday is coming up very soon. And even though we're out of touch, the Reverend remembered your birthday and is sending supreme happy birthday wishes and all that. So, without further ado, here's a band I know you like and most book burners love. This is the Beastie Boys. We're going to play Brass Monkey. Go.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the song we're going to play for Dr. Susan Block. It was 1 year ago tonight that the Reverend was on the Dr. Susan Block show, drsusanblock.com, in beautiful Los Angeles, and that was extremely fun. And she just had a hot show last night with Honey Lynn and other live guests, which we'll cover a little later. And it's on that life agenda thing to go back out there and do that again. Certainly a night I'll never forget. And she's still going strong. She has some really great shows coming up. And to commemorate and celebrate our anniversary, I'm going to play her song by the Asylum Street Spankers. This is called If You Love Me, You'll Sleep on the Wet Spot.
So many things you could do to prove that love to me. You kiss me and you hold me, bring me flowers all the time, but that's not enough to satisfy my need. If you love me, you sleep on the wet spot. You buy my tampons with your food stamps. You take down the garbage. You clean up the cat box. If you love me, darling,
can't watch Jerry Springer, because my dadgum wrestling's on. Now keep that baby just as quiet as a mouse. And get your booty in that kitchen and fry me up some pork chops and eggs, like they do at Waffle House.
If you love me, you sleep on the wet spot. You buy my tampons, your food stamps. You take out the garbage. You clean up. You love me, darling, the wet spot is yours. Quit your snoring, it's so boring, and I'm freezing, cause you're teasing me with just a corner of the covers. I could smother your face with a pillow, pillow in the sheets. When you roll on the dog and he lets one loose. If you love me,
everybody, you'll sleep on the wet spot.
Sleep on the wet spot.
You'll buy my tampons.
You'll buy my tampons.
With your food stamps.
With your food stamps.
You'll take out the garbage.
You'll take out the garbage.
You'll clean out the cat box.
Clean out the cat box.
If you love me, darling.
If you love me, darling,
the wet spot is yours.
The wet spot is yours. If you love me, darling, the wet spot is yours. Or sleep on the floor.
Yeah. Now think about love. Don't think about bright moon, twinkling stars, red wine, silent whispers, holding hands, secret love letters. I think about pure sex, deep sex, hot sex, rough sex, girl.
The opera, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Brookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Let's get high and have
okay.
fun.
Gonna play a song for our friends in England. Plantard in the UK, Bookburners, you're probably among the crowds. Over 200,000 people have protested Bush in England, where he's visiting his favorite butt boy, Tony Blair. No offense, other butt boys. Don't mean to degradingly compare you to anybody, especially those two. One of us,
exactly.
But, exactly. But, to those of you who are in the streets in England during the Bush visit with Mr. Blair and the royal families, and actually the royalty is here. On this show you get the goddesses and you get sacred characters like Holy Bloody Mary,
yes,
who just endured a spanking
My
of the God.
Blessed in holy water.
Yes, it was. And we're going to play a song now for the people in England. Hmm?
Did you dip your hands in holy water first?
Of course. That's a prerequisite for
the blessing.
Touching your nails. Yes.
Right.
That's absolutely necessary.
I didn't know you were technique.
Yes. See, it just kind of absorbs and becomes drier.
Right.
Especially when you're using it, when you're doing this thing.
Okay.
Right. So back to England.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, we communicate well. Okay, so for the folks in England who are raising hell during Bush's stay into the UK book burners, we're going to play British band that Holy Bloody Mary also likes. This is The Damned.
Oh yeah, The Damned is out in the summer.
Yes, the old Damned, yeah. But, yeah, Mick and Keith. So this is from their incredible Machine Gun Etiquette release. This is called Love Song.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
We have to find Ms. Terry from Radio Left. Where the fuck is the CD? Check out Ms. Terry at radioleft.com, and here she is now for you when this machine starts working. And then you can join in on the other thing.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
All right. That was Cheech and Smoke. Jen, are you going to do fart sounds?
Oh, shit, right, man! Without a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yeah. See, it's recorded. All right.
I like to abuse you, Jen.
And that was a very special line where Holy Bloody Mary farts in my face. And one more time. Yes, it's time for Asshole of the Week. And I am so wet. Sunday, November 23rd, 2003 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. First, we have a runner-up. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is from the right-wing militia movement, who gave us people like Timothy McVeigh and all these white power assholes of the violent variety, the Order, Aryan Nations, etc., etc., as well as anti-abortion terrorists and other far-right stuff that this guy is involved in, and mostly the militia movement. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Rich Martin, who calls himself Rick Slick as he posts things up, who has issued a call to the wild to protest and harangue the advertisers of the horrible, horrible, with all this shit going on in the world, that you should be outraged by the broadcasting of Victoria's Secret fashion show. Oh, the evil. Oh, Satan, how could you do that to our nation? You're destroying family values and the moral fiber of our nation.
I think it's tacky, you know. I don't really watch TV much, but...
It was great.
You know, the models were hot.
Rick Slick probably waits until after dark, like the evangelists and the abstinence leaders and the anti-abortion leaders, and then after it's dark, they do a 180, and then, as John Ashcroft would put it, time for a little holy snake handling and faith behaviors. So, Rick Slick, we know what you do at night, and you are runner-up to Asshole of the Week for your... Oh, yes, do that again. The Reverend thanks Holy Bloody Mary for joining in on the recorded fart sounds for Asshole of the Week by providing her own live oral generated fart sounds. Oops, the whole thing ended. Okay, we need more fart sounds. We didn't even get to the main guy. There's Cheech.
There you go.
Warn you when you do one of those, man.
And that brings us to that special someone. Asshole of the Week is Miami Chief of Police John Timoney Cricket himself. John Timoney, former police chief of Philadelphia during the Republican convention protests in 2000, and also a lying, brutal goon And Blanket Man is booing, as is Jen, as is Holy Bloody Mary.
Boo!
John Timoney, who said, we're not going to brutalize the protesters against the free trade agreement, the FTAA. And the demonstrations down there are so brutal. They're using rubber bullets, all kinds of tear gas and mace, all kinds of arrests, including people from Democracy Now! And independent media. All kinds of violence and injuries.
Horrible.
Yes, we were watching video for the show from independent media. And please go to FTAAIMC.org and democracynow.org. The chief of police, the violent thug, the sociopath, the inflictor of pain, and not in a pleasurable way that I was giving pain to you, Holy Bloody Mary, but the kind of non-consensual and damaging pain. John Timoney, chief of police of Miami, Florida, you are asshole of the week. Thank you, Holy Bloody Mary. You know what? I consent to all that is wet on my face. Rub your farts out. Yes, that was actually... It's new, and it's cool. Except when another guest did it. But,
Bookburn will never watch this video.
I know, I can't shave.
Well, you have to shave.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, you don't have to.
I am a mild-mannered social worker who has to look disgusted.
But I like the way that you look.
You do.
I can't
say that. No, not when your boyfriend is, like, the size of King Kong.
You know, and the... boyfriend, Blanket Man of Radio Volta News Department is chaperoning the whole thing, and I can assure you that this is a G-rated broadcast tonight, even during the songs when the microphone was off, and we played like five whole songs. But, anyway.
With the best of buddies.
Yes, that's right. This is just a simple act between friends. You heard Ms. Terry.
Thank you. Who
that's right. I mean, that's still in the... I think that's in the parameters of friends. Like,
so.
You can massage, kiss, maybe moderately feel up.
Well, you haven't
spank. No, but I'm just saying, I think that would still be within the parameters of a friendship.
Yeah, you think so. I don't know.
Maybe it's just the president in me. You know, my inner clergy person.
Yeah.
Talking. But I think that's still friends. Like, you know, that doesn't mean, like... You left him for me.
You just have to feel someone's
exactly.
Boobs.
Right, that's just like, you know, we're friends.
You have to be careful, right, you know.
It can backfire.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you. Ms. Terry did Dr. Laura Hoare. The Damned did Love Song. Lords of Acid did Rough Sex from the Lust CD. The Asylum Street Spankers did If You Love Me, You'll Sleep on the Wet Spot. And you can check them out, the Spankers, at AsylumStreetSpankers.com, and actually play two songs by the Beastie Boys from License to Ill for the Birthday Goddess, Goddess Helen of Troy, Brass Monkey, and Slow and Low. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Happy Spanksgiving, and the live guest with a very red ass, but not as red as my hand,
yeah,
is Holy Bloody Mary. That's fine.
Yeah, I know. That's,
I was a Boy Scout.
I enjoyed it. We had a happy Spanksgiving.
Red is, doesn't mean bad with me.
No, red is good.
Yeah, okay. Just for your knowledge. Anyway.
Well, no, red is definitely good. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. A few plugs. I can't even talk anymore. Yes. There's another Bush doll for sale, and I'm not making this up, from TrueMajority.org. They have his little cowboy pants with flames coming out of them, and it says, liar, liar, pants on fire. It is the funniest fucking thing. To all bookburners who email me this stuff, thank you. You make me scream and howl, even if it's the worst day of the week. It's like, I'm hysterical when I see stuff like that. Thank you. I forgot who, but... Thank you at TrueMajority.org, and if it's not posted on their website, it was an email out. ask them to send that to you, or I'll send it to you, quail@sjcdc.org, and I'll forward it to you. Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire, Bush Action Doll, and in time for Thanksgiving and the holidays. And do not miss the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special. Two live musical guests. And I wonder if they'll let me spank them now that I'm thinking about this, because I never asked. They were just musical guests.
You know, 2 minutes of spanking.
Yes. All right, I'm not going to talk about Kennedy, but it's the 40th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, and it's where the words conspiracy theory became household words. And the reason is because the week before the movie came out, some of the ultimate propaganda bullshit publications like Time and Newsweek had cover articles about how terrible the JFK movie was and how it was all false and how it was a conspiracy theory. And all of a sudden the word itself meant something with no validity. And actually, the most whacked out theory one can have is buying the official bullshit theory of the Warren Commission report and the even more laughable single bullet theory. And I think that's like the single sperm theory, but I haven't really researched that extensively. And who invented the single bullet theory? Arlen Specter, that's right, from Pennsylvania. Tells you something. Pennsylvania. What a state.
You know, you can't. I moved here and no liquor on Sunday? What the fuck?
No.
No.
We might change it and say, you may liquor on Sunday.
Exactly.
In Pennsylvania, as long as it is consensual, she is fully grown, not in a coma, and agrees to it. If you're old enough to die for oil and Dickless Cheney's profits, right. You're old enough to be licked on Sunday.
Definitely.
I think that's an absurd and unjust law. By a mile. I highly recommend the JFK film, since we're talking about Kennedy assassination because it's the anniversary and all that. And I say that because I think it's one of the better presentations about it. And I saw two things on TV after Hippie John called me long distance to tell me, oh, you gotta watch this JFK thing. And so since the bullshit is being spread like crazy, and the single bullet theory, although I should admit that I saw a single bullet, or the magic bullet, mm-hmm. once.
You did?
Yeah, so even though I say that their magic bullet theory is bullshit, I actually saw a magic bullet once.
Really?
Yeah. I was watching Looney Tunes,
okay.
And like this bullet with a face on it was chasing one of the characters, and the character like changed directions in the way he or she was running and fleeing the bullet, and doing a good job of fleeing the bullet, mm-hmm. The bullet came to a complete stop in the air. It had a mustache, too. turned around and did, like, a right angle turn and then pursued the intended target. So, yes, once on Looney Tunes cartoons,
right.
I did see a magic bullet. So, even though I dispute the laughable official accounts of the JFK assassination, I did see a magic bullet once. And I recommend a film by Oliver Stone called JFK. I don't feel like plugging anything. But anyway, thank you to the bands who played the Radio Volta benefit at the Khyber last Tuesday, which was a blast. And Betsy Spivak also might be a live musical guest. For Thanksgiving lampoonery, you can go to landoverbaptist.org. And if you want to invent your own church sign, go to church sign generator. Now, what's it called? There's a whole line before it. aboyandhiscomputer.com, then /churchsigngenerator.index.php. Guess what's on there now? You invent your own church signs.
Oh, wow.
The most powerful position is on your knees. Oh, you weren't spanked, doggy.
What?
Just thinking. You weren't spanked, doggy. But they'll rip your fishnets.
Yeah.
And this hard-ass floor.
No.
All right.
No, I think over the knee is the way to go. Yeah,
that was great. That was the first time, too. The others who were spanked on the show wanted to stand up, like they were like in a police search or something.
Try that.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe Blanket Man will be so kind as to be the photographer. All right. Do you want more talking, or would you like me to read more plugs or spank somebody live while we... have a spanking guest. That, you know what, we think exactly, like, all right, we will play her the damned in the background.
Yes.
Because she loves them. And, let's play Machine, the song Machine Gun Etiquette. All right, we'll turn it up. We accommodate our victims. Oh, we're going to play a song by a band called Spanker.
Yes, Spanker from Montana. And if anybody's listening, hello, Cindy.
Yes.
What's my name?
They're in Canada, right?
Yeah, they're in Missoula.
Missoula, Montana.
All right.
Holy Bloody Mary says, hello.
All right. 15 pictures left. All right. I am the psychotic police person.
Right.
Probably from Miami. And you are the victim. Used what? The jacket? As in what? Restraint? No, I don't want to wear anything. All right. Here. Why, you think I'll be more menacing if I wear this black jacket? Yes. The listeners are frightened. The Reverend is in black. All right. All right, the damned is on. I am kneeling. I've knelt before the last several guests. All right. Yes, you are up against the record wall, up against the record shelf, away from the board. Alright, this must go up. Are you going to hold it up? What a good victim. Yeah, alright. Oh, I see, like a knot thing. Alright, now turn this way a little bit. Blanket Man, are you ready for photography? Alright. And he's always so serious. It's like, this is Radio Volta News about corporate globalization. Okay. Hey, these are Victorias. Hey, Rick Slick from the Militia. My live guest is standing on top of Blanket Man, who's lying on the floor with the camera. She has the panties from the company you hate, Victorias.
They were a gift.
They were a gift?
What can I say?
From your mother. I'm spanking you for her. She gave you Victorias, your mother? Where is your mother?
What do you mean?
Like Philadelphia or?
Oh, what state? Montana.
Goodbye, CDs. Yeah. I care. You were bad to cancel the last show. You were going to help me cook, Paul Hill, and you didn't.
No, I
hate
cooking.
That's true. You shall accept the clergy disciplinary measures for all that you didn't do on the Cooking with Paul Hill show, including the dance of fire before the final cooking preparations.
Reverend.
Oh, I didn't rip this, right? Like, right here. Okay, he did it. That's cool. You are definitely amongst the goddesses now. There is just no denying it. Yeah, a picture from this side. Look, isn't it like those old, like, 50s, like, or World War II, like, pin-up posters? It's like, all right, the ass shot with, I forgot her name now. My dad would know.
Betty Page.
No, before Betty Page.
Oh, Patty, the artist?
Yeah, it was like a soldier's poster and...
Yes.
Like,
well,
this famous...
Yeah. In that time, but,
I can't wait to develop. Alright, folks, if you win one of the Reverend Bookburn contests, And if Holy Bloody Mary consents, you might win a picture of this.
That'll get them.
Well, we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Only if you agree, of course. But please agree.
Listen. I suggest, you know, the reverence thanks pretty, you know, good. Suggest maybe trying to,
win a spanking?
Yes! Let's play Win the Spanking! Here you go.
Alright.
Alright.
How's your ass? What do you do? Like,
save it. We'll think of something.
One to go. That was a whole roll. I shot like two Taliban types that I saw on the street. And then the rest of the roll was like new. Alright. Thank you, Holt.
Excuse me, but I blessed you. I'm very.
No, you can sneeze. This way.
Spitting on you, sneezing on you.
But I agreed to get it.
It's Holy Bloody Mary spit.
That's right, and you have joined the ranks of the goddesses. So, we gotta play the song by Spank soon, so.
Spanker.
Let's see. Check out George W. Bush Loves Michael Jackson at truthout.org, which is a classic. Michael Jackson, the priest impersonator. And that story is largely... It's drowning out stories that people are totally ignoring, like this new fucking energy bill that's even more whoring for the oil and energy conglomerates. And please go to ftaaimc.org and democracynow.org to read the latest about the demonstrations in Miami and what asshole of the week John Timoney and his goons are doing down there. And... Oh, you can get a new Rush Limbaugh song online. Thank you, Enron Scam, for sending this to the Reverend. It is called Hillbilly Harrion, and it's about Rush Limbaugh, and it's at freshwidow.com/thetraitors. All right. A lot of people asked about the kitty cat who was saved in the line of duty during work. That's going to wait until next show. Because I'd rather be spanking. I see a sticker, a bumper sticker in the works. Actually, the Asylum Street Spankers probably do have a sticker that says that. They have these hilarious spanked stickers.
Really?
What? Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Both roles. I'd rather be spanked. Interesting that Blanket
Are
Man thinks that he's
IT. Like
any role? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it doesn't have to be me, like the... our photographer says. All right, Tell Us the Truth Tour, tellusthetruth.org. I missed that show last Friday, but I heard it was great. Punkvoter.com, legalinformationaclu.org, birth control and emergency contraception, abortionaccess.org, Jelly Biafra spoken word CDs, music CDs, great... benefit and compilation releases and books and items, alternativetentacles.com, Subsidy Records, who do the Plea for Peace CDs, the Take Action Tours, and support the National Helpline at subsidy.net. National Helpline is 1-800-SUICIDE for 24/7 assistance regarding suicidality or depression. Paul Krasner's books and CDs, all great. Paul Krasner, KRASSNER.com. All things DOA at suddendeath.com. Sacred sex toys like the Jesus Jackhammer dildo and the baby Jesus butt plug at Divine Interventions, divine-interventions.com. Yes, and the Cheryl the Memorial, Cheryl Miller Memorial Project, the woman who died. She was denied medicinal marijuana while she was suffering with MS, and she was deteriorating. I met her husband a couple weeks after she died. Yeah, it's so disgusting. They're assholes. They really are. Her memorial project is in D.C., charldcmemorial.org. And Michael Moore's new book, Dude, Where's My Country? And Bowling for Columbine documentary on video, all at michaelmoore.com. Yes. All right. Why, are you offering to get into the spanking role? Is that what you're saying to me?
No. But I was just wondering.
Oh, I see.
Right. You
don't want an active role. You just want passive and submission and being spanked.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Did you feel like it was a holy experience? Like, was that
definitely
putting you more, like, more closer to there, wherever there is? Okay, Blanket Man is saying it was a holy experience.
Well, you know, it elevated me into a, you know, pain is pleasure equals your own little world that you float into.
How do you like this microphone? Like, does it remind you of some of those toys that are, like, at these parties people have?
I've never been to one of those parties.
You have, so.
No, I think that's a suburban housewife kind of thing.
I wouldn't know. Anyway, shall we play? See, if you laugh, I'm going to laugh. That's the way it works. Holy Bloody Mary. I think it would be a good time to play a song by Spanker. These are friends of yours, right?
Well, I used to go to all the gigs when I lived in Missoula, Montana. And, you know, Mike, Cindy, Brian, Bobcat, Spanker, they're great. All right.
From Missoula. All right. Yes, Holy Bloody Mary played me these songs last night, and they're great. And this is a spanking anthem coming on by Spanker. This is Rock Religion. Play. Lord, make this work.
Kneel, sit, stand. We will.
They just fucked the whole thing up. No, this is, it went back to the beginning. We're going to play a song now by Susie and the Banshees from Holy Bloody Mary's collection. This is Arabian Nights. Is that the last song on the Susie?
Yes.
All right. Well, that can be in the background. Christine? Oh, that is great. You just heard Susie and the Banshees, and you still are. Christine in the background. Susie and the Banshees did Arabian Nights. And now the song Christine is in the background. Avengers did The American and Me, which is about the Kennedy assassination and other stuff. Spanker did two songs, Rock Religion and Advertisement. And started off with Spanker, what I just said. This is Reverend Book Burden. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the Happy Spanksgiving show. And my live and red-assed guest is Holy Bloody Mary. And
they don't call me Holy Bloody Mary.
Really? How did you get that name, Holy Bloody Mary?
Well, the Reverend, you know, blessed with that name.
That's right, I thought.
You know, my ass. There's a lot of broken cells right now because of the impact, so a lot of it has risen to the area.
So it was a kind of a confirmation of your identity.
Definitely.
All right.
It's a breakthrough, you know, tonight.
A breakthrough? That's great. That just shows that there's always healing and magic on The Reverend Is In. All right. Always going for that religious experience. All right. We are close to done. We could go a little overtime if you want to play more songs, but we will lose the AN listeners in less than 10 minutes. So, we have a Vice Squad song, another English song, and hello, British people who are raising hell right now while Bush is there. And thank you for toppling this Bush statue, and as you know, that's one of the reverence contests. So we're playing the British protesters, a song by the Vice Squad from England, from the Green Revolution compilation and benefit CD. Again, next week, and it'll probably be part two, since in two parts, since I'm having live guests next week. The people who are going to get their asses spanked tonight, three women from the Peekaboo Review Show that plays live at the Five Spot, and also the producer, they canceled. Oh, they're going to get punished big time. And Scott Johnston, the producer of the show and friend of the Reverend. And that will also be part one of the new job party for four book burners and maybe one of the coffee goddesses. Also part two, plus the conversion show, the process of somebody breaking down and then being converted into whatever, some kind of cult, large or small. Some live guests, maybe a cancellation, but I'm not canceling next show due to expected family deaths and big heavy news like that. DOA 25th anniversary special also coming up, and that will be when Joe Keithley sends me his stuff, because I need that first before doing it, and it's late, but it should be in late November, where the band will become 25 years old. Incredible. Jennifer Hunter live guest, maybe. That's not a definite. And of course the Holiday Tree and the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special in late December, and I don't think I want to cancel that for anything either. Next week we'll also have some birthdays, an acknowledgement of Abby Hoffman's birthday, and a song for him that the Reverend found, and a goddess birthday as well. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. Let me know if you want the playlist, the notoriously long, and the last couple of weeks, very late, playlist of every song and plugs and links of all the stuff talked about and the summary write-up, etc., of these annoyingly long Reverend emailers that go out to the faithful. And we'll do the credits, and maybe spank you just a little tiny bit more if that's acceptable behavior. And then play the Vice Squad for the English book runners and protesters. It's okay?
Oh, I'm always interested.
Okay. A third... Hey, you'll set a record. Nobody's been spanked three times on the show at the same show. It is a blessing. It is. All right. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's show. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Everlasting Godstopper, Justin, the greatest lawyer in the world, Brooke, Mr. Zvi, Plantard, and the UK bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, and Canadian bookburners, Goddess Helen of Troy, all the bands that played to benefit for Radio Volta at the Khyber last Tuesday night, Three Bean Coffee House, Bob Marley Clone, Anne-Marie, Christine, Lisa Bouchelle, Laura Shea Band, Barf, last week's guest, Biblical America Resistance Front from barf.org. You have to say it right. Barf.org. Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner. Yes, nice you've met guy. Hippie John.
Yeah.
The last time he came down to rescue the Reverend's
state
of being.
Shirt on, a great shirt.
Yes, he has a lot of cat shirts.
Yeah,
he has like 100.
Band the bomb, you know.
Cat Lovers Against the Bomb.
Cat Lovers Against the Bomb. Is that catloversagainstthebomb.com?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. That was a
I'll
great one.
I'll have to throw that in on the
plug.
You know? Yes, Hippie John met this young punk rock girl.
Right.
It was...
The Weather Movie.
Oh, yeah, we saw the Weather Movie.
Yeah.
All right. It's all coming back to me. The Coffee Goddesses, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, the Reverend's friend Dark Lady from DarkLady.com, and her new honey, Dr. Susan Block, who had me as a live guest November 23rd last year in beautiful L.A. Her shows at drsusanblock.com and her Extreme Asscraft editorial. Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video. Deicide, Renee Bryant, ProChoiceLeague.com. All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter. Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey. DJ Nexus from Radio Volta. All of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner. And community leader, Sister Bay. The two Washington outlets that broadcast the show, Dallas, Blanchard, and most of all, from the heart, my dear friend and red-assed live guest, Holy Bloody Mary, and you have more than made up for missing the Cooking with Paul Hill show.
Well, I was hoping to please you. That's just what I want to do.
Hey, you're a Catholic, too. You can relate to this. This is your penance. After your confession. Confess, you missed a show because you were fucking.
Okay, first, I want to confess to you that, you know, I did remember, but I just, you know, was in bed, and I couldn't give up the cock.
Blanket Man, did you hear that confession? Holy Bloody Mary has just confessed. You forgot to say, bless me, Father.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
I heard that confession. That she missed the Cooking with Paul Hill show because she fucked her. Well, he was a new boyfriend at the time.
Right, when it's new, it's like,
right.
You know,
you fuck all the time.
Right, all the time.
Exactly.
Can't get enough.
Right.
So it was sloth and lust.
Yes, and that's why I did a lot of the cooking of the body of Paul Hill until that woman I don't know from independent media. Senator came in and joined in the fun and agreed to all of the antics of the show.
She told me about that, right? She,
yeah, she came in.
That's great, that's great. I, well, you know.
I never saw her.
I really deserve my spankings for that because, you know, you should never give up friends for a new boyfriend, right?
Oh, please. Like, I'm going to say that. But anyway, you did confess, and I should spank you one more time. For the AN listeners, because they're going to be off soon. You were very bad. All right. Let's see. How about across the knee? Oh, you want to stand up? All right. Whatever you want. I'm such a terrible tormentor, aren't I? Oh, whatever you say. Yeah, however you want it. The pleasing dominator and torturer. All right. First of all, your Victorias are, like, crunched inward. They're all, like, fold. That whole top tab thing is... Oh, you want it like this. Alright. You're like a hip hopper. Alright. Look, her panties stick out over this thing. And then she's like a... Alright. That's true. It's largely my fault. I agree. Alright. Blanket Man from Radio Volta Serious News Show is... great to shoot the last picture from this roller.
This is the Atheist Radio Network. Thank you.